Hallelujah. 愿平安喜乐与诸位同在。
Praise and thank God, we can gather once again to worship the true and living God together.
那很感谢神，我们今天可以在一起聚集来敬拜这位又真又活的神。
So we know, starting from tonight and this weekend, we'll study the book of Job together.
那我们知道从今天晚上开始我们要来一起查考约伯记。
Of course, we only have about 6 hours together, so there's no way we can study all 42 chapters.
那当然，我们总共只有大概六个小时的时间，所以我们是不可能查考完全42章的。
So instead of approaching, you know, chapter by chapter, let's approach the book of Job through a topical way of studying together.
那我们就不逐章的这样子来研读，而是以主题式的方式来探讨。
So the first topic I'd like to share with you is Job's fear.
所以第一个主题想跟大家来一起研究的呢是关于约伯的恐惧。
Let's turn the book of Job chapter 1.
我们请一起翻开约伯记第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第一章。
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And the man was blameless, upright, one who feared God and shunned evil.
第一节，乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
So Job is perhaps the earliest book in the Bible.
那约伯记可能是在圣经里头一个最古老的一个经卷。
And it's set in the period of the patriarchs, just like Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham.
那他这个书在写作的背景呢，是跟所有的这个就是亚伯拉罕、以扫、雅各的那个年代左右的一个时代背景。
So it started to tell a story about this man, and his name was Job.
所以在这里讲到有一个人，他的名字叫约伯。
And this man started in the beginning, he had everything.
那这个人呢，他在一开始的时候，他拥有所有全部。
He had great wealth.
他有财富。
He had great family.
他有很好的家庭。
He had great health.
他有很好的健康。
And but toward only After the first chapter in the book of Job, Job lost everything.
但呢，在第一章接近后面这里呢，他就失去了全部。
So when Job lost everything throughout the whole book, he questioned the reason why did he have to go through this kind of suffering.
所以当他失掉他所有全部的时候，他开始来质疑为什么他会失掉他一切所有。
So we can see that the book began with the heavenly scene with God talking to Satan.
所以我们知道在这一个经卷一开始的时候讲到了神跟撒旦之间的对话。
Then as we start in chapter 3, we can see the three cycle of debates or soliloquy with his three friends.
那再来从第三章开始我们看到了约伯跟他的三个朋友之间的这些辩驳。
And on the end, God gave Job a diagnosis.
那在最后神亲口来给约伯做他的一个最后的一个总结。
God told him his problem.
神告诉约伯他的问题。
And then on the end, Job repented.
那最后呢，约伯他悔改。
And then God restored everything back.
那最后呢，神再把所有的全部再重新赐给他。
So we look at the book of Job.
所以如果我们看约伯记
，They share with us the full cycle of his life.
那我们看到了他的。整个生活的一个循环
，from being the highest point in his life，
在一个生活当中最好最高的一个境界
，to the lowest point in his life，
那一直到他的生活当中的一个最低点
then, ，on the end that he died at the highest point of his life，
那最后呢，他在他的生活的最高点最美好的时候，他
so in other words, the book of Job, his life was very successful。
那在圣经里头记载约伯他的生活是非常的成功有荣耀的。
We not only talk from the angle of the material things, but also his relationship with God.
那我们不是只是讲物质上的方面，而是讲他跟神之间的关系也好。
So the name itself is Job. Job means it can mean two different things.
那约伯这个名字有两个意思。
One it could be mean the persecuted one.
那第一个意思呢，可能就是受到逼迫的。
The other one can be the repented one.
那第二个意思呢，可能是代表这个悔改的。
Actually, both meanings can capture this whole book of Job.
但呢，这两个意思其实都能够来解释，或者是来代表整卷约伯记所要记载的。
We can see in the beginning he was persecuted.
那在一开始的时候，他受到了逼迫。
And on the end he repented.
那最后呢，他悔改。
So when we study this book of Job, we can see his whole life and see how God, you know, blessed him and how Job.Even become closer to God during that time.
那我们可以看在一开始的时候看到约伯他的生活是如此的富裕，那神怎么样的祝福他，那他跟神之间的关系也是非常的美好。
He is very interesting in the book of Job chapter 1 verse 1.
那在约伯记第一章第一节这里我们会看到非常有趣的一点。
It introduced Job just like a character.
那在这里介绍约伯就像介绍一个人物一样。
He had told us that he lived.In the land of Oz,
那他这里讲到，他呢是住在乌斯地的一个人。
That he was a man whose name was Job.
那他的名字叫约伯。
So by introducing his name Job, we know that actually is he going to be persecuted or he's going to repent from what he has done. So we can see already the story introduced what his life is going to be.
那接着介绍他的名字约伯，那我们可能就开始想，这个角色他是将要受到逼迫呢，还是他即将有什么样的情况让他悔改？所以我们从他的名字可能就开始猜测，这整卷经卷要记载的故事。
But here the Bible describes him the first thing to be blameless.
但呢，圣经在一开始的时候这么记载，他是完全正直。
And the second thing is to be upright.
那第二点呢，他是。第一点是完全，第二个是正直。
And the third thing is to fear God.
第三点是敬畏神。
And the fourth thing that he shun evil.
第四点远离恶事。
There's no other person in the Bible that the Bible describes in such a way.
在圣经里头没有任何其他的人有这样子的记载。
Can you imagine, you know, nowadays God describes you and I like this?
你们能不能我们能不能想象哪一天神会用这样的方式来形容我们跟神之间的关系？
First, we are blameless.
第一点呢，完全没有可以指责的。
Really, can we say to ourselves that I'm blameless?
我们是不是可以这样来说我们自己？我们是完全正直，无可指责。
Of course, maybe in front of other people, we are blameless.
那或许我们在其他人的面前，我们似乎看来是无可指责的。
But Job not only blameless in front of people, but he was blameless in front of God and in front of Satan.
那约伯他不仅仅是在人面前完全正直，那他在神的面前，甚至撒旦的面前，他也是完全的正直，无可指责。
Because in chapter 1 verse 8,
因为在第一章第八节
，The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him on the earth, blameless, upright, fear God, and shun evil."
因为在这里，神问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？”地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
And then chapter 2 verse 3, God say exactly the same thing.
那在第二章第三节，神又用一样的话再说一次。
So even though Job, you can see his character is so wonderful.
那虽然我们看到约伯他的个性，他的性情是这么的美好。
So he's the kind of person that you and I can, you know, desire to be.
那他是这种我们都想要。能够跟他一样的这种人。
Even for myself, I can never say with a straight face that I'm blameless.
那甚至我自己，我都没有办法来说我是完全正直的。
Not in front of people and not in front of God.
那不是在人面前，更不是在神的面前。
And even if you look at me, you know that I'm not blameless.
那甚至你看到我，可能你也知道我不是完全正直的。
And for sure, if God looked at me, there's no way.He can say that I'm blameless.
那当然，神看到我，他绝对不会说我是完全正直的。
So in other words, I have a lot of work to do within myself.
那这表示说我还有很多自我需要改进的地方。
Because if Job can be blameless in front of man, in front of God, I also can be that way.
因为约伯他有办法在神的面前，在人的面前都是无可指责，完全正直。那我也应该可以这样子的来努力。
Not he's only blameless, but he also was upright.
那他不只是完全，那他又是正直。
So in other words, we can see throughout the whole book of Job, he continually to hold his integrity.
那我们可以看到，在约伯记里头，他记载了约伯他不断的能够持守住他的信仰。
So to be upright is very difficult nowadays for us.
所以有的时候要能够完全正直是很不容易的。
Because when we are upright, this means it takes a lot of strength to stay upright.
那因为要能够保有正直，需要有很多的 付出很多的努力。
Especially with the world that we live in today.
尤其是在我们现在所居住的这个世界。
There's so much pressure to be rich.
那有很多身边的压力告诉我们要能够尽可能能够要有钱。
There's so much pressure for us maybe even to be famous or be somebody.
或者是有很多的声音在周围告诉我们要尽量的来有名，然后要能够做一个有名气的人。
So with all this kind of pressure, quite often you and I cannot stand upright.
所以在很多这种压力当中我们可能都没有办法做到所谓的正直的人。
But if we truly focus on our relationship with God,
但如果我们的确把我们的注意力放在跟神之间的关系，
and the only person that we want to stand upright to is in the eyes of God.
那如果我们要能够努力的目标呢，就是在神的面前是正直的。
So when we have this kind of mentality, then nothing or no one in this world can give us pressure not to be upright.
如果我们能够有这样的心智，那世界上没有任何的人，没有任何的事情会影响我们，让我们不会做到正直。
Actually, to compromise our faith is much easier to be upright.
但呢，我们也知道，要让我们的信仰受到影响，或者是做不正的事情，其实是比要努力维持正直要容易得多。
No, lately I've been working with a couple of youth.
那最近呢，我跟一两位青年一起来做一些辅导的工作。
And these youth, you know, they cannot stay off the computer.
这个青年呢，他没有办法离开电脑。
Even at dinner time, they're on their Facebook doing something.
就算是在吃饭的时候，他还是得要不断的这个看着脸书。
Pretty much every second they are awake, they must look at their Facebook.
那好像是每这个他们不在睡觉的时候就一定要看着脸书。
Then of course, if you want to ask them, can you get rid of your Facebook?
那 get rid of.
Get rid of your Facebook.
那如果你问他说，你有没有办法把这个看脸书的这个习惯给丢开
？Because they themselves know that Facebook is not good.
因为他自己知道这个一直看脸书这个是不好的事情。
Of course, not that Facebook itself is bad, but they have no self-control not to look at Facebook.
当然脸书本身并不是坏事，但是他们缺乏了自制的能力，所以必须一直要看着脸书。
So because of this, they spend every second of their lives when they are awake, they are watching or going to Facebook and putting this, putting that.
那也因此他们在没有在睡觉的时候呢，他们所有的时间精力都投注在使用脸书，然后在那里上网的时间。
So finally one of the youth got rid of the Facebook.
那终于呢，这两个年轻人之间的一位青年，他终于就不再用脸书了。
And for a couple of days he does not know what to do with himself.
但呢，在一两天，一开始一两天他不知道要做什么。
And he's walking around all shaken, right? It's like a withdrawal of like a drug or something like that, right?
那他就在那样走来走去，甚至全身发抖，就好像这个用了药一样，他就不知道该怎么办了。
Why, you know, why that youth was so shaky?
为什么这个青年他会这样子的发抖呢？
So when we ask him, he just feel like, I feel that I'm missing something. My friend is doing something so great. They're posting some great pictures. They, you know,posting some great saying, some joke, and I'm missing that, and I don't want to miss that.
那我们就说你为什么要这样子发抖、颤抖？那他说，我觉得好像我的生活当中失掉了很重要的东西。我现在在想，我的朋友正在脸书上张贴了一些很有趣的照片或者是一些很有趣的内容，我都没有办法来参与。
Actually, even do not use Facebook for a couple of days, no, the youth going crazy already.
那虽然只有一两天没有办法上脸书，那这个青年已经似乎要发疯了。
Can we imagine if we put that kind of a practice into reading the Bible and to praying?
我们能够想象得出，如果我们用同样的精力来放在读经跟祷告上吗？
I mean, how many of us, without reading the Word of God for 2 days, you feel all shaky, right?
那我们有多少人，你如果两天没读经，你也会这样子，好像发抖，没有办法承受一样的。
You feel like I must read the Word of God.、Right?
你会不会觉得说我一定要来读神的话语
？If I don't read, I will miss something that God wants to tell me.
你会不会觉得说，如果我不读经，那我将要错过神要告诉我的讯息。
Thus far, I have not met such a person.
那现在呢，我还没遇到这样的人。
And the same with praying.
那祷告也是一样的。
I mean, really, of course, some people pray every day.
当然，有些人他是天天祷告。
And read the Bible every day.
那也是每天读经。
But quite often, we take a couple days off from reading and praying. We feel like, oh, what a relief!、Right?
那有的时候呢。 其实我们是如果有一两天没有读经没有祷告，可能我们觉得哦，真的是可以放假一下。
I have not met any brother and sister go through a withdrawal because they don't read and pray to God.
我还没有遇到任何一个弟兄姐妹因为这个读经祷告这个中断一段时间而好像就是上瘾，就是这个没有办法。
So Job, he was blameless.
所以约伯他是完全的正直。
And he was upright.
他是完全，他也是正直。
And for us to be blameless and upright, it takes a lot of strength. And the strength is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以要能够达到完全，达到正直，那我们要有这个能力，那这能力要从耶稣基督而来。
And why was he blameless and upright?
为什么他是完全正直的呢？
Because he feared God and shunned evil.
因为他敬畏神，那他远离恶事。
But who cares what other people say?
谁为什么要管其他人说什么呢？
Who cares what other people pressure us to do?
为什么要在意其他人给我们压力，让我们做什么事呢？
But the person we care the most is what God, you know, in the eyes of God, what we should be or who we should be.
那我们最需要在意的呢，就是在神的眼光当中，那我们是不是做到了我们该做的、该做的人
？But even then, it's not easy.
但呢，那这也不是容易做到的。
No person, thank God, many brothers and sisters, you know, really live a life to fear God.
那很感谢神，有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们的确是在这个敬畏神的生活当中。
But we also need to live a life to shun evil.
那我们也必须要能够活在一个远离恶事的一个生活当中。
Because in this world, there's always evil around us.
因为在这世上永远都是有罪恶在缠绕着我们。
Especially for the young people through the media, there's so much evil.
那尤其是年轻的一代，他们生活周遭有相当多的媒体与诱惑。
If we don't shun it, we don't get rid of it, and then this evil is always going to lurk, you know, around us and try to kill us.
那如果我们不远离这些诱惑呢？那这些恶事，那总是有一天会来让我们受到伤害，而且能够毁灭我们。
You can see nowadays with the younger generation.
那现在我们看到这些年轻的一代。
Quite often their heart is so numb to the things of this world, to the evil things in this world.
那很多时候呢，他们对于世上这些恶事。似乎都已经麻痹了。
You know, I even heard even 11 years old, 12 years old, they already have sexual relationships.
我甚至听到了有11岁、12岁的小孩，似乎他们都已经有过了这个性行为。
I mean, I shouldn't be in shock when I hear such things, but you know, when I was 11, 12 years old, I mean, just my mind was very different than now. I mean, than the kids now.
虽然我现在对于这样的事情不应该感到很惊讶，但是我想想我自己在十一、十二岁的时候，我那个时候的心态，跟现在的十一、二岁小孩已经很不一样了。
You know, the young brother and sister, 11, 12 years old, you know, talking about sexual things and this and that, it's all from the media because evil is already not only outside but also inside the homes, inside our hearts.
那我们有时候看到这些十一岁、十二岁的小孩在那里探讨一些有关于色情的一些主题。我们要知道这样子的一些诱惑，从媒体而来。那这个媒体不一定只是在外面，甚至在家中，那也渲染了我们的心灵。
So that's why Job, even though he was blameless, upright.
虽然约伯他是完全正直。
Because he feared God and shunned evil.
那因为他敬畏神，那他远离恶事。
But even though his relationship with God was perfect,
那虽然他跟神之间的关系是完美的。
But he also has 7 sons and 3 daughters to worry about.
但呢，他也是有这个七个儿子，三个女儿，这些家务事要来让他繁忙。
And then it's his fear.
那他的所害怕的。
You know, quite often we feel that, you know, if I'm blameless, if I'm upright, what is there to fear?
那有时候可能我们会想说，如果我是完全正直，那我有什么好害怕的呢？
Maybe Job is not fear for himself, but fear for those he loves.
或许约伯不用为他自己来担忧，但是他可能会有需要为他的子女来担忧，或者是他爱的人来担忧。
So we see in chapter 1 verse 4, and his sons would go and feast at their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send invited.Their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
那我们看到第一章第四节，这里记载约伯他的儿子时常会在家里摆设筵席，然后还会请他们的这个三个姐妹来跟他们一起来吃喝。
So do not mistaken that actually there these you know, seven sons and three daughters they are drunkard, right? They always get together and drink. No, that's not what they're talking about.
那当然这里并不是在讲说哦，他的七个儿子、三个女儿常常都是这个饮酒作乐，在那里喝醉酒。
It describes how blessed they are.
他这里在形容的是他们是非常的有福气的。
Because they are children of a man who is blameless and upright, fear God and shun evil.
那因为他们是这个这个完全正直。这个敬畏神又远离恶事的人，他们是他的小孩，所以他们是受到非常多的祝福的。
They're not only blessed with such a good life.
那他们不但有非常好的生活
，but they're also blessed with such good siblings.
那他们也是有非常好的兄弟姐妹，这也是一个祝福。
Especially in those days, right? If the seven sons get together, there's no way they want to invite the three sisters.
那当然，现在如果。
In those days, right, if the men get together, they don't want any women to be around, especially their sisters.
Okay. 在以前那样子的一个时代，如果是一群这个男人聚集，或者是一些兄弟聚集，应该不会想到要把这些这个姐妹或者这些女人一起找来，一起来住。
Even nowadays, I mean, I had four sisters and one older brother, and for sure, when I do something fun, I don't want my sister to be around.
那就像现在一样，我有四个姐妹，那我还有一个这个哥哥，所以有的时候如果我们要做一些这个男生的事情，当然我不会希望我的姐妹在我身边。
Especially my younger sister, the minute I do something wrong, and she just go and tell my parents, so that's why I never want her to be around me, right?
尤其是我妹妹，她一看到我做错事，她马上到我的这个父母面前去告状，所以我当然不要她在我的旁边。
But you can see Job's sons and daughter, they get along really well.
但呢，我们可以看到这里，约伯他的儿子跟女儿都相处得非常好。
And then look at verse 5.
那我们看第五节。
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning.And offer burnt offering according to the number of them all.
那第五节这里说，这个宴席的日子过了，那约伯就会打发人来叫他们自洁。那他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉了神。
You see, it's interesting, right? Even though his children having a lot of fun.
那我们看到这很有趣，虽然他的子女可能有很多的这个好。很快乐
But Job worry about them.
但呢，约伯还是替他们担忧。
So that's why he would send and sanctify them after, you know, the feasting day is over.
所以呢，约伯会在他们宴席之后，那打发他们去自洁。
And not only that, but him, he rise early in the morning and would offer burnt offering according to them all.
那不只是这样，他会特地起个大早，然后来献燔祭。
And then why? Because say, for Job said it.Maybe that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly.
那原因呢？他要这样做是因为他说我恐怕我的儿子犯了罪，心中弃绝了神，所以约伯他必须常常这样做。
It's interesting. He did not say, you know, just in case his daughters curse God, but he said, no, his sons, right, curse God.
那这很有趣，他并没有讲说哦，恐怕我的女儿犯了罪，而是这里强调哦，恐怕我的儿子犯了罪。
And this is great fear.
那这是一个常常让人担忧的事情。
That he did not want his sons to curse God.
因为他不要他的儿子来得罪神。
But for him, not and for his sons not to curse God, he must go early in the morning, sacrifice himself, and also do burnt offering for his children.
他为了他的儿子不要弃绝神，那他会需要一大早起床，然后来献燔祭，而且常常的这样做。
Maybe read verse 5 very closely.
那如果我们看把第五节再详细的读过。
Job did not worry. Maybe sons will lose their house, lose their possession. He did not worry about that.
那约伯他并不会担心他的。儿子可能会失掉他们的财富或者他们的房子。
But what he worried the most is their relationship with God.
但他最担忧的是他们跟神之间的关系。
So nowadays for us,
所以现在对我们而言
，Do we have the same worry for our younger generation, for our children?
我们是不是有类似有同样的对我们的下一代一样的担忧
？Of course, sometimes we worry they're not going to do well in school.
有的时候我们会担心他们学校的功课可能做得不太好。
It's nothing wrong to have that kind of worries.
那这样子的担忧也没有什么错。
But it's more importantly, we have to be very worried.That they're not going to have good relationship with God.
但呢，我们必须要更加的忧虑，如果他们跟神之间的关系不好。
You know, in my experiences,
那基于我自己的经验
，the last 14 years in Christ，
那基于我这14年信了耶稣以后的经验
，it's very evident those who put God first in their lives, God will take care of them。
那些只要你把神放在第一位的人，神就会特别的来看顾你。
So of course they must, you know, especially for our children, must study hard in school and do the best, and they cannot be lazy, right? That is a given。
那当然，小孩这是一定，他们要尽本分，那好好的念书，那在学校才能够有好的成绩。
But their relationship with God。
但呢，他们跟神之间的关系。
We must, you know, be worried if they don't have good relationship with God。
那我们身为父母的，我们必须要为他们的跟神之间的关系来担忧。
Because if they don't have good relationship with God, it doesn't matter how good they are and how what kind of cause they go to on the end, they cannot be blessed by God。
因为如果跟他们跟神的关系不好，不论他们在学校里的成绩有多好，或者是多么的成功，以后都不会受到神的祝福。
But do we worry about this that kind of thing？
但我们是不是对这样的事情会忧虑呢
？No, for me, I see many of the young people they do really well in school。
那我看到很多的年轻人，他们在学校的成绩表现非常的优秀。
And theParents are very joyful.
那他们的父母心非常的高兴。
And it's right to be joyful.
那高兴是对的。
But quite often we neglect the other part.
但呢，很多时候我们却忽略了另外一部分。
That is the relationship with God.
那就是跟神之间的关系。
Right now, I see there's so many youth they have boyfriends and girlfriends outside the church, but parents have no idea at all.
现在很多的教会青年，那他们有自己的男女朋友，那他们的父母亲可能完全任何的概念都没有。
And for me, you know, they ask me not to tell their parents.
那这些青年会来告诉我说，不要告诉我的父母亲。
And I have to honor the request.
那我必须要能够尊重他们的要求。
But at the same time, I always encourage them to tell their parents.
但呢，我也常常鼓励他们要能够告诉他们的父母亲。
So now, even though our children do well in school, make sure we watch the spirituality.
所以现在，当我们的小孩在学校的课业表现优异的时候，我们还是要能够注意到他们的灵性的发展。
I talked to one parent.
那我跟一个家长这样子谈过。
And thank God, like the young brother confessed to his parents.
那很感谢神，这个年轻的弟兄呢，他跟他的这个父母亲忏悔。
Because when they had family altar,
那当他们在这个家就是在家里做家庭祭坛的时候
，it is youth only 13 years old.
那这个年轻这个弟兄只有13岁。
So when they had family altar before they kneel down and pray, the parent asked, "What are your weaknesses that we can pray for you?"
那在他们家里这个惯有的这个家庭祭坛，就是读经还有祷告之前，那这个父母亲就问他说你有什么样的这个弱点要大家来，我们来跟你可以为你祷告。
So the youth first thing you said that I'm a liar, I always lie.
那这个青年呢，他就说我是个很会说谎的人，我经常撒谎。
Second, he addicted to sex.
那第二点呢，他对性是非常的迷恋。
And both the parents were completely in shock.
那这父母亲呢都非常的惊讶。
When I spoke to them, they started to cry so bitterly.
那我跟他们讲说，他们哭得非常的难过。
Because they would never ever guess that their son had these two big problems.
因为他们从来没有想象到他们13岁的小孩有这样的问题。
But thank God the young youth might be able to share that with his parents and then they can work together.
但很感谢神这位弟兄他能够敞开来跟他的父母亲谈，那就能够来一起来解决他的问题。
So for our children not to curse God, we must sacrifice ourselves as parents.
那为了要让小孩不会离弃神，我们身为父母的需要能够所谓献燔祭。
For me, sometimes I joke around. I say, you know, because my nephew comes to live with me, right? And I like, really, if you know my nephew, he's such a good kid, right? He's really a good kid.
那我在想说，我很高兴我的这个侄子可以来跟我一起住。你们也都知道他是一个非常乖巧的一个小孩。
But there's some day I just feel like let's send him back to his mother.
但有的时候呢，我就会想说，哎呀， 把他送回去给他妈妈好了。
But I told my wife that I don't tell him that, you know. I told my wife that.
那当然，我这不会直接告诉我侄子，而是我可能告诉我的太太。
Because it seems so difficult for him not to lie.
因为有的时候要他不要撒谎是很困难的事情。
At 9 years old, he has so much tricks up his sleeve when it comes to lying.
那在一个九岁的年龄阶段，他有这么多要撒谎的这些伎俩。
And the thing that amazes me that he can look at me straight in the face and lie, and he know that I can read people very easily, but it doesn't faze him. It does not faze him.
那让我非常惊讶的是，他居然有办法看着我的脸，看着我的眼睛，然后他明明知道我可以看人看得很清楚，可是他还是对着我的面撒谎。
So for example.You know, every day he has to read a chapter in the Bible and write everything down, right? Just like a scribe.
那就比如说他每天他必须要读一章的经节，然后要写下来他读了什么。
Because he has too much time.
因为他太多的时间了。
So in the beginning, he writes it and he put the date on there.
一开始的时候呢，他会写，然后他会把这个日期写上。
And then after a while, he didn't do it for a while.
那有的时候呢，他开始慢慢累积了一段都没有做。
Because especially when I'm not home and Ha is very busy and stuff like that, you know, and Ha doesn't check it every day, so he always trick her, you know, and so what happened? He would erase the date on the top and put the current date.But he did 3 months ago, right? The writing, right? He's very smart.
有的时候因为我不在家，那有时候传道娘又很忙，所以有的时候他就会就是做欺骗的工作，就是把一些以前写过的他就把这个日期擦掉，可能三个月之前他就改成这个今天的日期，看起来好像是才刚做的。
So when I look at his paper, I say, Simon, didn't you write this before already?
那有时候我看他写的这个笔记，我就说，哎 ，Simon, 你这个难道以前不是写过了吗
？This book, this chapter, this story sound very familiar, right?
那这些章节、这些故事好像很熟悉。
Of course, I know that he erased it, but I just want to give him the opportunity. But I say, no, Uncle, it's new. I just did it yesterday, isn't that right?
那当然，我知道，我只是想给他一个机会，可以自己忏悔。但呢，他就说，哦，这个叔叔这呀，我这是我昨天才刚做的。
Then I said, why there's a date, there's a race, right? Underneath the date you put on, you can see it, right? You can see for yourself the date, right?
那我就问他了，我说，那为什么你看这个日期这里好像有这个擦掉的痕迹，然后哦，然后又有这个新写上的这个字。
And of course, when he saw it, it's like, now my uncle got me, right? So I have to tell the truth.、Right?
那有时候他发现我知道了，他就想说啊，糟糕了，我的这个叔叔发现了，我必须要讲实话了。
And for me, I feel there's a lot of sacrifice because every day after school, I sit him down and talk to him every single day.
那有的时候我觉得这就好像是这个献燔祭一样的一个过程。他每天从学校回来，我每天就是要他跟他一起坐下来，
and,
然后来跟他谈。
And he lies about so many things.
他对很多的事情他都会撒谎。
For me, I get to the point that I'm very afraid of him because he's a compulsive liar.
有时候我会很担忧，因为他似乎是没有办法自我克制的一个一直撒谎的人。
Really, if I were to diagnose him, he's a compulsive liar.
如果我必须要给他一个诊断的话，我觉得他就是那种没办法自制的这个撒谎的人。
At 9 years old, can look me straight in the face and lie, he's quite good.
一个九岁的人，他有办法对着我的眼睛。然后还撒谎，那他是很厉害的。
So and then when I look at other youth talk to their parents, when their parents ask them, they also look their parents in the face and lie. And I know they lie because they tell me another story, they tell parents a different story, right?
那有的时候我也看到这些教会的青年跟他们的父母亲在讲话的时候，我知道他们在撒谎，因为他们在我面前讲一套故事，他们在他们父母面前又讲另外一套故事。所以我知道他们在撒谎。
That's why I can really understand why Job he's so afraid that his children will curse God.
所以我非常的了解约伯他为什么会这么的害怕他的儿子会这个犯罪离弃神。
So for me, I'm very afraid that my nephew will grow up to be someone who is a compulsive liar. He even already start lying.
那所以像我就会非常的担心我的侄子他会有一天。其实他现在已经是一个没办法自制的一个撒谎的人。
And Satan always know our fear.
那撒旦永远都知道我们心中的恐惧。
And that's why in chapter 1 verse 11.
所以在第一章第十一节。
Satan said to God.
撒旦跟神说。
But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
他说你且伸手毁掉他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
Satan knows that it's very difficult for Job to curse God.
那撒旦知道要这个约伯来离弃神是很难的。
And now because Job sacrificed and do burnt offering for children, his children also will be difficult for Satan to trick them to curse God.
因为他知道约伯时常的来献燔祭，然后他也知道约伯的小孩要他们离弃神也不是那么容易的。
But with all the sin that Job can, you know, commit against God, why does Satan choose the one that Job feared the most, that is cursing God?
那有所有这么多可能会让约伯犯罪的事情，为什么撒旦选择了就是要让他离弃神这样的一个事情来用这个方式来陷害他呢？
And then look at chapter 2 verse 9.
我们看第二章第九节。
Then his wife said to him, Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
在这里约伯的妻子跟他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。
So in other words, when you and I have a certain kind of fear,
所以换句话说，当我们有一些怎么样的恐惧的时候，
Satan will work with everyone that we love and try to get to us.
那撒旦就会利用我们周围爱我们的人，身边的人，然后要来让我们离弃神。
If he did not get Job to curse God, he tried with his children.
那如果他没有办法让约伯来离弃神，那他就会试着在他的小孩的身上动手。
Then if children doesn't work, he tried to get to his wife.
那如果这个在小孩身上这一招不行，他就用他的妻子。
And on the end, his wife, the one that cursed God.
那最后呢，他的妻子是那个离弃神的人。
So really, if we look at our lives,
那我们来看我们的生活。
What is the greatest fear that you and I have?
我们在生活当中最害怕的是什么？
And make sure our fear not to lose the things of this world, but rather our salvation in the eyes of God.
我们要确定我们最害怕的并不是失掉世上的这些物质的东西，而是我们应该最害怕的是失掉我们的永生。
And also another thing that's interesting.
那另外还有一件有趣的事情。
When Job first opened his mouth.
当约伯一开始开口的时候。
After he went through such great pain.
那在他经历所有的这些痛苦之后。
And chapter 3 verse 1.
在第三章第一节。
After this Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth.
在约伯他经历的所有这些痛苦之后，第一节这里记载，此后约伯开口咒诅自己的生日。
It's interesting because maybe you know he wanted to curse the closest thing, you know, to the thing closest to God, that is his birth, right, that God had given to him.
或许在那个时候，他是想要咒诅那个能够就是跟神最接近的一个东西，那就是他的生日。
But thank God, throughout the whole book of Job, he did not curse God.
但呢，很感谢神的是，这整卷这个约伯记，约伯并没有咒诅神。
So we hope that every one of us have this kind of integrity.
所以我希望我们所有的人都能够有这样子的一个这样的一个决心。
The world will grow corrupt, continue to grow corrupt every single day.
那这个世界呢，会每一天每一天不断的败坏。
But you and I must be blameless and upright.
但呢，我们必须要完全，必须要正直。
Because we fear God and shun evil.
因为我们必须要远离神，对不起，我们要敬畏神，远离恶事。
And the thing that we should fear the most is not what we're going to lose in this world.
那我们需要害怕的呢，并不是我们可能在世上会失掉什么。
But how our relationship with God going to be?
而是我们要担心的是，我们跟神之间的关系是怎么样的。
Not only for ourselves,
不是只是为我们自己。
But also for our children.
但也是包括我们的小孩。
And if we don't worry and concern about our children,
但如果我们不担为自己的子女担忧，
then on the end, you and I cannot see them in the heavenly kingdom.
那我们最后就不能在天国来看到他们。
Really look at a younger generation.
我们如果看看我们的现年
轻人， they go through so much in their lives.
他们现在经历生活当中经历了很多。
Because so many children are brainwashed by the media, and the media is full of evil things.
因为现在很多的年轻人，他们被媒体所洗脑，那所有的这些媒体很多都是对他们有很多负面的影响的。
So may God help us.
愿神来帮助我们。
And to be able to be strong.
那我们能够坚强。
And let's all rise, sing one hymn.
我们请起立唱诗。
271.
271首。
271.
271首。